Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by our very special guest, the one and only Ms. Bertha Lewis, who is the president and founder of the Black Institute. Welcome, Ms. Lewis. Always a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
So, the race for governor of New York, we know that Letitia James, the current attorney general, has dropped out. What are your thoughts on what's happening right now?
Well, quite frankly, to be very honest, I welcome her decision. I think it was a wise decision.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, I'm also the founder and president of our sister organization, our 501c4, that really deals with politics and electoral things, which is the Black Leadership Action Coalition, or BLACK. And so, speaking for BLACK, I think her announcement that she wants to finish her work, she has more works to do, is very wise. There are many things that the first African-American Attorney General of New York State needs to do. This was just her first term, and I think she will have an opportunity now to really solidify her base, solidify her legacy. And there's many things that she needs to investigate and cases that she needs to bring. And also, if she had continued to run for governor, she would have had to give up her historical position of being the first African-American woman as the attorney general. And in any race, there's always a possibility that you might not win, and therefore she would have been out. However, I think whether she would have won or not, this is the better choice. Finish what you came to the attorney general to do. Get reelected, what I think she will be reelected overwhelmingly. And I think it was a wise choice. As for the rest of the race, we still have, right now, one woman, Kathy Hochul, who, for all intents and purposes, is the incumbent. And, of course, my good friend Jamani Williams, Tom Suozzi, and there's others. Bill de Blasio says he'll jump in the race. So you'll have a very male-dominated field, but if I was a betting woman, I think the woman might just make it.
So, Miss Lewis, you know I love putting you on the spot, right?
Sure.
I have a name I want to put out there to you. Maya Wiley.
What about her?
I want her to run for governor.
Well, I would not like to see that.
You would not like to see that?
I would not like to see that.
You were just pro-woman a while ago.
Well, not, you know, a woman, not any woman. Maya Wiley, first of all, was in the de Blasio administration.
She was.
Now, is she going to go up against her former boss? But when she was in the de Blasio administration, she wore several hats. She was the counsel. And so the controversy about Mayor de Blasio's donations. She was his counsel. So any controversy about the illegality of that also accrues to her.
Right.
She was also in charge of MWBE, Minority and Women Business Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we are only at 4.8% of contracts for MWBEs in New York City. She lost out on the mayor's race.
Yes.
She was part of the Civilian Complaint Review Board, claims that, you know, of course, she recommended that the officer Pantaleo be fired. She did not. So you see, Maya Wiley, she could stay on MSNBC and be a pundit, but that's where she belongs. She does not belong in the governor's mansion. So there, is that enough spot for you?
Your points are duly noted. And I want to also mention that Kathy Hochul, who is the current governor, she was the lieutenant governor with Andrew Cuomo.
Absolutely.
So what about that?
It's on her, you know, to make sure that she distinguishes herself. And quite frankly, all during the time that she was lieutenant governor, remember, Andrew Cuomo tried to get rid of her. But Kathy Hochul said, hell no, I'm not going.
Well, to be honest with you, I heard I'm going to go if I get a cushiony job in Washington. That's what I heard.
Well, she didn't. And now we have to deal with her as the incumbent governor.
Yes, we do.
But Kathy's going to have, she's going to have a fight on her hand. It is not guaranteed. You know, she does have the Lieutenant Governor Cuomo baggage. She is a white woman that has to actually be authentic and give people of color, voters of color, some reason to vote for her. She does have to come out with really good policies. So we'll have to see in her State of the State address, which she has to do in January. But also, there is a Black, Latino, Asian, Hispanic coalition in Albany. They are the majority. Their numbers are the majority of the legislature in Albany. And I say it is up to them. They didn't put a check on Cuomo, so now they need to do their job on Kathy Hochul. And anyone, whether it's Maya Wiley, Tom Suozzi, Jermani, whoever is running for governor, the caucus in Albany needs to make it clear what they demand. We have an African-American running the assembly. We have an African-American running the state Senate. We have power in Albany to actually set the agenda and say what's what, whether it's Kathy Hochul or anybody else. So, you know, I'm going to hold anybody that's the governor accountable, as I have done for years. And yes, you know, there's baggage all around. There is not a candidate that is running for governor that doesn't have their own baggage.
All right. So thank you so much, Ms. Lewis, for providing us with your deep insight as usual. And as always, we look forward to having you back again.
Well, thank you for having me, Pearl. And as you know, I always try to keep it real.
You always do. Thank you.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.